Carl Herman in Mission Viejo, Joe Olson, Houston, Texas, Chris Weinert in Fort Myer, Florida, with all the news that you need to know. First up, in case you have hope for Speaker McCarthy, this tweet: Republicans have made this Congress more productive, more open, and more transparent than at any time in recent history. The People's House is getting back to work. D.C. Drano. Nancy Pelosi impeached our president not once but twice. You haven't even subpoenaed Hunter. That's part of the landscape. I'll give a couple of things for the landscape, the political landscape, and then give you guys the opportunity to give your comments. So this little nugget: on the same day that Biden has spent 40% of his presidency on vacation, he says that he hasn't had the time to the occasion to go to East Palestine. And then another big hit for Biden is that we have a legal expert. And as a public employee, as a school teacher, we're trained and we're told that it is your responsibility in a public service to use the email that you're given and not mess around with that. And he had to sign off on that. And we have the 5,400 emails that Joe Biden was using a pseudonym. And that might be all that she wrote for Biden, if we can just have the breakthrough in consciousness for people to recognize that we have a prima facie criminal hiding communications. But we'll see how that plays out. Maybe any different from the Hillary Clinton email destruction. Joe, your thoughts?
Yeah, we have a plague of plutocrats and psychopaths. It's absolutely disgusting what we've got running for a country. And McCarthy's an absolute 100% weasel. 40,000 hours of J6 exculpatory evidence that he promised, you make me Speaker of the House and I'll release all that stuff. Done squat. Managed to vote through every one of the overspending bills that's been passed and done nothing to stop the bleeding over there in Ukraine. Guy is an absolute disgusting 100% midget rhino. I can't stand any of these people.
Chris, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's obvious that there's like a uniparty system that is sanctioned by AIPAC to take care of our governance. And I think that really a lot of this stuff is swept under the rug to protect that criminal enterprise that runs our financial system and pretty much all the other systems that are dependent upon the financial system. So, I am not surprised at all that these guys are, obtaining analytics to ascertain what it is that people might want to hear so that they can provide the rhetoric during the campaign cycle. But once they get the job, these guys pretty much seem to lose focus on what it is that got them the job. It's amazing to see the amount of, I didn't want to say it's incompetence, because this is a very competent criminal enterprise that is a conspiracy, a RICO type of organization. The whole reason we have RICO laws is with many stuff like this. And like you say, Hunter hasn't even had anything yet. Trump's been indicted 4 times for doing nothing.
Yeah, yeah. And then Joe was talking about the evidence from the J6 committee. They destroyed all the evidence that they didn't put into their report. And that is, of course, a prima facie crime. And Trump is making the argument that that was exculpatory evidence, and the destruction of that evidence therefore destroys the case of the federal government to bring any charges, because they are obligated to turn over any exculpatory evidence. All right, next.
Christopher had a great meme this morning. He said it only took 20 years, 4 presidents, $4 trillion to change the control of Afghanistan from the Taliban to the Taliban.
Yeah, yeah. And on the surface, you know, you would say, ooh, mistakes are made, but, you know, this is the orchestration of these people. And my conclusion is that it's some hyper-intelligence that is driving us, stupefying us. Now, in contrast, what we have for McCarthy and for Biden, we have Robert Kennedy just nailing what should be a top talking point. And it is a top talking point among American families, because it's no longer possible for the average American to go ahead and buy a home. And maybe about a week ago, I covered some of the data for that. And I just want to hit this up one more time. This is about a minute of the difference between 1970 and 2023.
$1,000. It is now $436,000. It has gone up 29 times. Rent was 108, is now 2,000. That's gone up 20 times. College was 500. It's now $11,000. That's gone up 20 times. Gas was 36 cents. It's now 380. That has gone up 10 to 12 times. But what about the income? In 1970, the average person was making $9,000. Today, they're making $56,000. That has only gone up six times compared to everything else. But here's where this is where it gets sad. In 1970, the average household had 3.5 children. Today, it's only 1.9. And the crazy part is that back in 1970, the average household, 47% were dual income. It has now jumped to 65% as dual income. So millennials and Gen Zers under the household are putting in more hours than the boomers did. We're both working 40 hours a week, but you got way more bang for your buck and more children. You got to expand your family, own a house. Things are so drastically different. The birth rate is plummeting because people can't afford it. So we need to make a change so that we can turn this around. 1970.
Let me just go back to one of the data points for BlackRock. The total investment value that they have, I think he has it up here. They manage $20 trillion. So they have a lot of money to push around. And I know just from being in the real estate market that these prices, there are bidders that come in. And it's all cash offers and it's way above the asking price. And that is what we're looking at. The idea of our opponents using their funny money in order to buy all of the assets and to have us rent from them. And as the housing prices push up, this is a particularly nefarious plan because that is going to push the rents up because the rents are going to be a function of the housing prices. And just this funny money pushing the prices up is going to push the rent up. So it's a crazy situation where the young people today, if you don't have a parent who can give you a home, you're not getting one. Joe, your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what the rule of 86 was. It was something like whatever your percentage increase was. But when you go from a 1% loan or 2% loan on a home to a 7 or 8% loan, then you're going to end up doubling the amount of payment that you make over a 30-year period. So that means that your monthly payments are going to go up. In addition, we have rocketing property taxes nationwide and insurance. And then you also throw in that utility prices are going up. So every metric that's required to have a home is being driven out of the market intentionally. You will own nothing, and BlackRock will be happy.
Chris, your thoughts?
Excellent points, Joe. Think about this. A 3% mortgage on a 30-year loan, you're paying 100% of the principal that you borrow back to the bank, who basically is printing it from nothing and issuing it into existence. They don't even have a fractional reserve requirement anymore. It used to be 10%. And better yet, you got companies like BlackRock that are advising the Fed that find ways to get this money not only interest-free, but completely free with no obligation to pay it back in many instances, whether it's corporate bailouts, QE3s, TARP. You can go on and on with the swap market, the repo market. I mean, these guys are all over the place getting subsidies left and right. And really, the common man is not only paying for this through their taxes, but also through the debt, which is even more exorbitant. So this is just crazy shit. The fact that this has gone on for this long is a mystery to me. I don't know how something hasn't been done yet. Think about this, Carl. We were talking about this the other day. The guy's talking about 36 cents a gallon of gas. Before 1964, when silver was part of the staple to the monetary supply, the coinage, you think 90% silver dimes is roughly about $9-$10 nowadays in fiat dollars. So really, the price of gas is technically lower than it should be with the proportion to inflation. When you look at the silver versus dollar ratios and values, valuations, I should say. So I guess, and many other products have gone up, and many other things have gone up beyond that even. So it's almost like it has no basis in economic reality. And this whole Keynesian experiment is something that is designed for these insiders to take everything in this world and to basically make you a renter in your own homeland, and more or less to put you homeless out in your own homeland too. So Jefferson warned about this, Jackson warned about this, everyone in the world has warned about central bankers and having this type of ultimate power that they do in fact have. Think of the tax rate on billionaires right now. I mean, these guys are literally paying McCarthy and these guys to go out and write loopholes so their tax rates are 20, 30, 40%. These guys are making billions of dollars and getting billions of dollars in subsidies and many other things too. So this is absolutely insane. And the fact that it's gone on this long is something else to me. It's beyond my scope.
And a couple of
Matt Tobias, he was writing at Rolling Stone and during the 2008 housing crisis, had a great article, The Great American Bubble Machine, all about the ways that they were ripping us off. Absolutely stunning work. Followed it up with one on
the vampire.
The true story of Mitt Romney and Bain Capital. Literally just $1 billion offshore in Caymans, and he's got another Mormon family down in Mexico that he visits several times a year, and he's just basically your corporate snake. Unbelievable. And he stole billions from the taxpayers with the Utah Olympics, and everybody praised him like he's just some wonderful guy, man. What an absolute bunch of scumbags.
To add to your point, Joe, think about Bain Capital and Romney and the Romneyfication of America, outsourcing American labor, putting production into foreign countries, and making us dependent upon basically every country in the world for our resources, and putting in the Staples model, the basically what we know as the business model for the last 30 years has come through Boston Consulting and Bain Capital. So this is they were the Black Rocks of their times. And now they are well, hopefully gonna face some sort of repercussions for this type of meddling because they made a lot of money and really screwed a lot of people here.
About 10 years ago, we got Matt Taibbi to give a talk at our public banking conference, and Matt did a good job talking about the vampire squid. And to put some icing on the cake that Joe was talking about with the fire insurance and the electricity rates, well, the fire insurance is going up because of the fake fires, and the insurance rates is the electricity rates as well, because we're told, oh, the fires, yeah, we have to upgrade the equipment, and that's really expensive, so we're going to have to charge you more. And this is all in, it is, of course, detached from any economic reality because we have 1% now owning more assets than the bottom 99% combined. And I'll put that documentation in the show notes here at BitChute. And it is a race to the bottom. Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, let me just add to some of his research on the Bain Bandit. He used leveraged buyouts to bankrupt the following companies: American Pad, which was called AmPad, KB Toys, Bell's, Palais Royal, Dunkin' Donuts, Baskin Robbins, Sports Authority, Payless, Toys R Us. And he used the bubble machine, mortgage-backed securities, to bankrupt Lehman Brothers. So these son of a bitches have been doing nothing but playing Monopoly with us for the last 150 years, and it's time for us to end this nightmare of financial theft.
American Motors Corporation too. Yeah, no doubt. This is something else, man. And like you say, Joe, these guys, they have literally screwed over the entire world for their own wealth. And I think about for 20 years, these guys have been borrowing $1.5 trillion a year every year to fight terrorism. Come to find out that our own intelligence agencies are behind these terror organizations along with Israel. That's something else.
All this is just money laundering. And yeah, I'll put it in the show notes again. The mechanics of public credit and monetary reform is worth literally about $1 million per average US household. And for since 2009, I've presented this data to about 2000 AP macroeconomic teachers, and no refutation. Nobody can challenge the data on that. They don't want to look at the data. And ultimately, the moderator of the AP listserv, a college professor in economics, I think in Tulane University, he forbade anybody bringing up any current events, anything that was outside of the test topics for AP Macro for the discussion. And that followed the history of me being permanently banned from the AP US government listserv when I brought up the issue of war law and said, this was way back in like 2010. I said, apparently Obama is continuing lie-started illegal wars of aggression. I have published research on this. Here are the talking points. Can anybody talk me down? And I was removed forever. And I was told, Mr. Herman, discussing the legality of U.S. wars is not an appropriate topic for a college-level course on U.S. government. they didn't address my follow-up questions. All right. Next, let's go to Hawaii. And a couple of videos of what people have been looking at. Now, Jim had shared this, Jim Fetzer shared this with us, this particular interview with this arborist being able to demonstrate that what happened with the foliage is physically impossible from any known fire. Now, this particular interview I did not see, but I did see the interview, and that was about 2 hours as well, with the Healthy American, Peggy Hall. And he just lays it out as a huge, powerful body of evidence. And that follows the evidence. This is from 2019, when I covered the fires, the Paradise fires in Sonoma County. That was about 50 miles north of me, to be able to see that this was an alleged forest fire that didn't touch the forest, but blew up the homes and targeted homes and had lines. And this was a fire captain, John Lord, and a retired firefighter. And he was highly motivated, lived in the area, and video documented. And his conclusion from being a professional who trains firefighters is that the temperatures of whatever happened here was 2 to 3 times normal of an ordinary fire, and that several objects, trees, plastic, outdoor domes were untouched, and the homes just looked like they were blown up. The trees were burned at the base only and from the inside out, and that there was evidence of resistance heatings with fires started from the smart meters. If you want further documentation, this is Greg Reese. And I think I'll play this since it's just 3 minutes. This is such a great overview for people, because what we want to do is give people the tools to be able to demonstrate the illegality of our government to withdraw consent and demand arrests.
Which could best be described as a geospatial.
Let me get the speed here. Ooh, if I can figure it out.
The recent fires in California, Australia, and now Hawaii are unlike anything we've ever seen before. They are being called forest fires and wildfires, but they are clearly something very different. These fires are burning homes into a white powdery ash footprint, while often leaving the surrounding green trees and shrubs practically untouched. In extreme cases, forest fires can reach temperatures up to 1500 degrees Fahrenheit, and the melting point of aluminum is 1220 degrees Fahrenheit. So it is possible for an extreme forest fire to melt aluminum. But there are cars with puddles of melted aluminum that were clearly not in.
So here is, this is prima facie evidence of a directed energy weapon. And the fire captain, John Lord, he pointed to this stuff and he was just clinical. He said, yeah, this is a weapon. It's used for destruction. It's been directed. There's no way that a fire could get in here. So it's a directed energy, adding energy, and it's a weapon.
Wildfire area and melted glass, which has a melting point around 2500 degrees Fahrenheit. These are unexplained anomalies. In the California fires of 2018, cars were randomly bursting into flames on the freeway with no surrounding fires. We've seen these same anomalies in New York City on September 11th, 2001. Cars completely burned out with no explanation. In Maui, these unnatural fires spared the homes of the rich while burning the native homes of the working class. With precision, these fires destroyed the most envied, high-valued areas of Maui. For decades, directed energy weapons have been classified, but they have been on the public record for several years now. Directed energy weapons, known as DEWs, have the ability to burn homes with this sort of precision. But in order to be this precise, the area would have to be mapped out. In January of this year, green lasers were seen over Hawaii, which could best be described as a geospatial array for mapping terrain. We have seen that among the ashy ruins, there are blue-colored objects that have somehow survived the devastation. Blue cars. Blue umbrellas. A blue boat. Blue planters. Videos online are going viral that show how lasers can easily burn through certain colored objects, but objects that are colored blue remain unharmed. Directed energy weapons include lasers, millimeter wave, and microwave. They are all based on light frequencies, and different wavelengths of light affect colors differently. For example, in laser tattoo removal, different wavelengths are used for removing different colors. And this is because color is a quality of light. Each color has its own frequency. Interestingly enough, the frequency of the color blue is 6.66. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Just another couple of points for Maui. We have the police chief. Literally, he said, we're scrubbing the data. He then changed his, oh, we're going through the data. And then the history with this is that the U.S. did steal Hawaii. This was admitted to by two U.S. presidents, Grover Cleveland at the time, and then Clinton 100 years later. And I mean, you can't get any clearer than a violation of the treaty. And what was missing, of course, from the U.S. response that, oh, yeah, we stole your country, we violated a treaty, and that was wrong, is to give them their country back. We're not going to do that. And if you need more documentation, really graceful, she just had part three of her work. She's excellent to be able to document this stuff. All right, Joe, what would you like to say about Maui?
Yeah, I did a two-hour interview with Fetzer on August 30th, which was last Wednesday. And I've done forensic hearing fire investigations before. I volunteered at the Tri-County Fire in September of 2011, which burned 20,000 acres in north of Houston area. And at the same time, 32,000 acres were burning in Bastrop, Texas. And the U.S. Air Force was in charge of the only tanker that was available for the whole air tanker for the whole state of Texas. And they made one drop per day at each one of those sites because they would only allow their plane to be refilled at the airfield out in Midland, which was absolutely insane if this is the way fighting fires. I was on the job on the fourth day when FEMA showed up, and they said that once they got a local approved contractor, FEMA was firing all of the volunteers, making all of the food donations that were being done by HEB grocery store to be removed from the site. And that's exactly what happened. I've watched the 2-hour video with the fire guy, and he's exactly correct. The fires that I've witnessed firsthand over 50 years of professional experience have all had charred black because they are not complete burn. When you see white, that's 100% vaporization of that material. And he also mentions the fact that in California, we had three fires that had exactly the same footprint as what you have at Maui, and that is the Tubbs, Paradise, and Campfire. And there's a famous quote from Ian Fleming, the author of the James series, once is a happenstance, twice is a coincidence, three times is state action. Well, we've got four times now. That's if you're not neglecting all the other times that they've torched California. And these are high-value targets for the World Economic Forum, and this is exactly what's going on. It's at 100% intentional, and I hope to God that we're waking up a whole bunch of the dumb sheeple that are still in the camp, and it's like, well, you can't trust either one of the parties, but please, God, quit trying to trust the stupid Democrats. They're monsters.
Chris, your thoughts?
Well, I think that they're both pretty much, like I said, dispatched by the same entity that has the focus on destroying everybody that's not part of their little occult circle. This Judeo-Masonic order has used religion just as they've used empires, just like they've used corporations, just like they've used governments. And they have this light and darkness type of cultic thing where they pretty much have a secret branch to go through and destroy the shit out of everything. And then they got another branch to come in and supposedly give help to the people that they just destroyed. So it's really diabolical at best. And, I guess rather than meddling in all these different things, they could just be legit and just leave people the hell alone and be honorable and honest and, that's out of the question for them. And I have to say that anything that's been stolen by this group has been stolen by proxy. So these guys have really known how to mobilize and motivate people towards doing their dirty work for them. And I think at some point in time, people are going to have to realize this and have to really stop taking what they're offering to them. You know, just to make it so that these guys can't even show their face in public so that their money's no good here. You know, we almost need our own system. And I think if we do go to gold and silver and really just end the Fed, that would be probably one of the first and best starts we could make, because these guys could never control the multitudes. They could never control, you know, the whole military industrial complex with having a balanced budget, with having a limited amount of currency in a system, and not being able to just print everything out of their imagination and take real things in real lives doing it. So, yeah, I think that people really need to wake up quick, because this is more than a coincidence or a happenstance. This is malevolence at its highest level. And I think if you don't realize that, you don't understand what you're dealing with, you're probably not suited to be on the battlefield. And just because you're ignorant doesn't excuse you from being forced onto this battlefield. They're coming for everybody. So until we put our numbers together and take these guys out, I think that we're going to be in trouble if we let these guys keep controlling what they're doing.
On Saturday evening, TNT was offered the chance to host a Maui music benefit to raise funds, and they preempted the second hour of our normal two-hour show on Saturday afternoon, along with the first hour of a guy named Joseph Arthur. And they contacted me on Friday and said, can you do an hour following our concert about the dew weapons out in Maui? And I said, well, you know, dews are actually a little bit speculative at this point, because if I can't tell you the exact frequency and the exact source of the dew, then, you know, I'm nothing but speculation, and engineers are really prohibited from doing that. But what I can do is describe what we've got in the way of a multi-phase threat vector on the part of this full spectrum warfare against humanity. And there's two different broad categories. One is kinetic weapons, which are bombs and bullets, and the other one is non-kinetic. And the non-kinetic include biological, which is pathogens, parasites, GMOs, pharmaceuticals, and toxins. The chemical includes pesticides, hormones, chemtrails, and then forever polyfluoral alkaline substances. And then radiological includes EMF, nuclear, alpha, beta, gamma, isotopes, lasers, and plasma. And so when I did my hour-long presentation on TNT, it was one of the first presentations that they've done in video, which I was really shocked. We're doing a Zoom video, and it's like, well, no, we need to have you turn your camera on. It's like, oh, my God. So it's supposed to be posted at TNT today. That will be an additional hour, and we covered absolutely everything in more time than we've got to cover it on today's program. But I will link it once it's up in the section down below, along with the interview that I did with Fetzer on Wednesday. And like I told everybody, by Saturday afternoon, I had enough completely separate information to do another two-hour video on what's going on in Maui. So hopefully this will be the event that these people have overstepped their boundaries so bad that they are so transparently devious. And I also came across something that was really interesting. There's a word called ponology. I've never heard this before. P-O-N-E-R-O-L-O-G-Y, the science of evil. And it's an extremely long article, very detailed about how the psychopaths network and how they raise little psychopaths to take over their position. It's at systemthinkers.com. There again, I'll put a link to that down in the comment section.
Awesome. Yeah, and to add to your point, Joe, they've used the corporations and even national security as a means to protect their intellectual property in terms of being able to prove these things. So, like, in other words, you try to debunk these soft kills and say GMOs are toxic. They could cause obesity. They could cause morbidity. They could cause death. They could cause, you know, cell destruction, things like this. Or you can get into just about anything with the directed energy stuff, or Pepsi with their natural flavors, quote unquote, or any of this shit. And they don't have to disclose what they're putting in your food or your products because of intellectual property. And you know, so they built a whole legal system as a hammer and shield to protect these corporate entities that are providing these soft kill measures and destroying people en masse. And they have the medical community is completely dumbfounded by this, because legally they can't prove it, so they don't know what's going on. It's almost like that damn vaccine. We don't know why everybody's having heart issues right now, all the vaccinated ones, you know. We don't know why people that drink, you know, a case of Coca-Cola a day are having, you know, diabetes or having morbidities or having organ failures, or you know what I mean, like this, or the directed energy thing, or any of this stuff. So at some point in time, people are going to have to really I guess, really realized how intricate and how elaborate this system of protecting this evil is, and realized that maybe it's not going to be battled by its conventional means legally through the legal system, because you know, the whole thing's there to protect it. And you got judges. Look at all the judges and what they're doing now and throwing out evidence. They don't even look at stuff that is going to really be a case maker or a case breaker. So yeah, this is absolutely a game system on all spectrums. And until people realize this is a full spectrum assault on them and their families, they don't have any clue what they're even up against.
Yeah, and that's what.
And to,
go ahead.
And to add to the non-kinetic means of full spectrum warfare, you also have weather warfare, economic warfare, and psychological warfare. But I ran across, with doing my research, I ran across a great article on Fearcators, Fearcator. This is at Science Direct. This is a way of, like, using a super heterodyne on radio or using a magnetron on microwave. This is a particular mechanism that developed recently, but probably 20 years ago, that has certainly been deployed, and they've got proof of that, and it's able to make these things into 100% weapons. And you don't need 40,000 Starlink satellites to be able to live stream video worldwide. But what you do need is you need to be able to triangulate dozens of those satellites in a particular location and do exactly what Greg Reese mentioned in that program, and that is to go block by block, house by house, car by car, and liquidate whatever you want in your target area. And that's exactly what happens. And when you look at it and you watch his, they LIDAR map the whole island of Maui, and in particular Lahana, in January of 2023, so that they would be able to identify and use GIS precision targeting with these microwave weapons. And there again, I don't know if they did it with Air Force 747s. I don't know if they did it with the Starlink satellites. I don't know if some of it was done with lasers. All I do know is that this was an unnatural event, and that steering of Hurricane Dora was done by HAARP, which they've admitted that they've done before and that they've done repeatedly in the last 20 or 30 years, including the Harvey event in Harris County, where we had 5-county area that was inundated with 44 inches of rain in 48 hours, unprecedented amount of rainfall. And that's exactly what these dirtbags do. They want to make everybody suffer as much as possible, reduce land values, drive everybody into their 15-minute gulag cities, and then destroy us, because that's the way these plutocrats roll.
Yeah, that is how they roll. And the defense of what I can just barely see enough to do, it hasn't allowed for any political action to change any policy or have any policy, but to understand that all of the facts are on our side, and it isn't even close. All they have is force and fraud. And from you guys talking, so Speaker McCarthy went to Lahaina, and I didn't include this into the stories today, but in that little press blurb, there are like four photos, photo ops, where McCarthy is like pointing to something and talking about something. And he said he would promise an investigation. So that's just more Kabuki theater. The Hawaiians were prevented from aiding their own people. They have to go through the official channels, and their supplies were stopped. The animals in Lahaina were being starved out. And I'll show you one more article with some great interviews. But the Hawaiians were able to circumvent that and demanded access to be able to feed animals in the area. They were able to do that. The targeting of weapons, I think that we had a little heads up of that in the Marvel Universe movies, the movie Winter Soldier, where they had these floating aircraft carriers, essentially. And there was one part of the story where all of the Patriots were being targeted for a death ray. So who knows if they have that technology, and who knows what the platform is. But we have enough evidence to be able to demonstrate that this is some sort of directed energy weapon on its face. And therefore, we have enough to withdraw consent and demand arrests.
And we have
And we have 16 school buses capable of holding 1,000 students, and we have 1,000 students that are missing. So my question for the folks of Lahaina is, where are those school bus drivers? We need to be talking to them, item number one. Item number two, is there secretly a deep underground bunker that goes from Lahaina up to the military base that's where they use the directed energy weapons from, and maybe that's where the little kids went? I think we need to be really pissed off at Governor Green, the WEF Hebrew man who's in charge of the whole entire island, and certainly the police chief in Maui who was in charge of the Harvest 91 massacre in Las Vegas, even though that appears to be a light show and sound show, because right after it happened, what's his name over at Natural News, Mike Adams, did this analysis, and he was going on and on about it was all 223 shots, and he was telling, you know, giving all this specific detail, and he was showing videos of people that were down in the crowd videotaping up at the Mandalay Bay Hotel where the flashes were coming from. And I looked at that and I went, I've been in live fire exercises. I've had people shoot at me. You hear the bullets go by. When a high velocity bullet hits something, it splatters and you hear the ricochet. Or if it hits a human body, it sounds like you hit a watermelon with a hammer. And I heard no impacts and I heard no ricochets out of the thousands of shots supposedly fired. So I agree with Fetzer. This was a staged event. And the guy that was in charge of covering up, the sheriff, was elected governor in Nevada in a very crooked election. And his second in command was miraculously given the job of Maui when they had four candidates that had better qualified that would live residents of Maui that had been in the police department for 20 years that deserved to be captain. So you tell me they didn't set this thing up. Absolutely disgusting pre-planning. And that it proves that this is 100% premeditated murder. And that's what these people need to be tried for. And I don't care if Hawaii doesn't have a capital crime. America does have a capital crime. And Hawaii is at this point still an American state. And we need to demand that these people be punished for what they've done.
And Governor Green and the Maui mayor and the Maui police chief are all new. And we went over this with Brian on Saturday, that it used to be required in order to become the police chief, you had to have at least a year of residency, but they changed that law. It used to be required that you have a year of service before getting a raise, but they gave that Pelletier police chief a $50,000 raise to begin with in violation of the previous law, and they paid him $50,000 in order to come to Maui to be the police chief above four locals who were very well qualified to do the job. And I didn't put it in here, but there was a great photo op with Governor Green, and the most egregious photo was of Governor Green standing on high ground, reaching his hand down to help a Hawaiian up somehow. And I had showed you guys that there were three previous stage stories where allegedly Governor Green was just minding his own business, driving around, and he's a medical doctor. He came across three car accidents and got out and helped save lives. And people took photos of that. So it is just ridiculous staged kabuki theater. Anything else, guys? Otherwise, I'll show this one other.
Can I jump in for the segment, or you guys want to go to the next one? Okay. I was going to say the Vegas thing. I really think that was a misdirection. I think that there was a lot of things they were trying to do with that. I think they were trying to get away from the focus on Hurricane Harvey that had just hit Houston. It hit the coast, hit land, came back to the water, hit land again, came back to the water, hit land a third time, and just drilled everybody in Houston. First off. Second off, I think there's something with the Saudi royal family that was going on there in Vegas, not at where they said the shooting was at, but at other places. If you listen to the police dispatch of the Metro Police that night, there was shootings at like six different places. Shots fired reported at Circus, at Tropicana, MGM, the Four Seasons, Bellagio, and a couple other places too. So I think there was something else going on there, like military operation type stuff. And this was like a cover fire. And I'm sure they probably wanted to get rid of Paddock. You know, he was maybe a rogue CIA guy that had been doing a little bit too much crazy stuff. So, I mean, there's probably multiple agendas that were fulfilled by this. And I don't necessarily know or claim to know what exactly was going on, but what they're saying is certainly not true. And the Hawaii thing, absolutely great points, Joe. Think about that in Hawaii. Think about what they do with the hurricane here in Florida. Think about what they're doing with the wildfires in California or up the West Coast or in Canada and around the world, Greece. The whole world is on fire, being set on fire. And these are some of the soft kill measures that they're using to do this. And this is absolute weaponry. And it's being made to look like it's natural disasters. This is disaster capitalism. And this is really these guys going to war on the common citizens without declaring it.
Very good. The last part that I wanted just to show people is this is Project Camelot and Carrie Cassidy. And she has been a leader for probably close to 20 years, interviewing thousands of whistleblowers. And for this, she includes a couple of interviews. And you talk about people who are pissed off. So this one, I did see this.
Well, I'll just verify that we're actually
2 hours and several people.
Well, I'll just verify that we're actually live. And as
this guy is, let me get a little better light for him. He is a real estate agent in Maui. And he was probably the first person on the ground to be able to show the devastation. He is a patriot, and he is on fire, and he spent 2 hours talking with some of the locals, and including Gene Decode. And I'll be curious if you guys are familiar with any of the work of Gene Decode. And there are other interviews here, the Maui police blocking the exits, there's 107. This was an interesting photograph on the ground of some of the military with a arm patch of what looks like Trump on it. Who knows what that's about? But part of the big deal in this first interview that I got from the 2 hours was the overwhelming feeling among the Hawaiians that it is now go time. This is a people who are clear, or at least among the educated and the elders, that their country was stolen from them, violation of treaty, and that the United States is not a good guy. So we'll see what gets advocated for, what demonstrations take place, and what counter moves our opponents make. And in the meantime of all of that, if there may be some black swan event that's going to happen, maybe an economic crash. But whatever it is, our opponents will be using a full court press. I believe our opponents are fully aware of the vulnerable place that they're in, being exposed as never before, and that they have to ramp up the fear. They have to ramp up the false flags. They're going to have to do something with another attempt at COVID, to mask people, to get people injected. They can never fall back. Otherwise, the discovery of what they've already done is going to destroy them. All right. So, gentlemen, anything more that you want to say on Maui? And then we'll just go to closing comments. We've been talking for 45 minutes. Joe, anything else on Maui or any of the other stories we've covered?
Oh, yeah. 3 weeks before the big immolation of Lahaina, the governor, by executive order, voided 7 different ordinances that were statewide as far as zoning and platting and subdivision development and everything to do with real estate development. He just suddenly decided that you don't need any of these rules. And they had been previously announced that they were going to make Maui into this 15-minute city, and it was going to, Hawaii was going to be the first state that was 100% renewable energy. And every renewable energy is a net energy loser. And if you don't believe me, see the great leftist Michael Moore produced movie, Planet of the Humans.
90 minutes of absolutely 100% evidence that wind and solar and electric cars are all more damaging for the environment than any of the things that they replace, and they use far more energy and they end up with far more toxic byproducts. So why don't you try to educate yourself? If they lie about that, they lie about absolutely everything.
Yeah, that's just it, Joe. It'd be one thing if they were telling the truth, or they were honorable, or they were, you know, being righteous or doing the right thing. But every tactic that they've chosen has been one of deception, has been one of dishonesty. And that, I think, at some point in time, when you add all these things up, the track record is atrocious. I don't know how you can literally let Bill Gates walk the streets and not call him a terrorist, whether it's for the COVID vax or the genetic modified mosquitoes, the GMOs, Monsanto, all this bullshit. Even probably your damn computer system with the malware or whatever, you know, you got to basically pay to keep the viruses off your computer. It's absolutely ridiculous, the shakedown that these guys are putting on us, and they are absolute proxies that are sanctioned to put the shakedown out there. So yeah, until we really deal with this at its highest levels, I don't think we're going to really do much other than just waste each other's time.
Gates lost a couple of big monopoly lawsuits. And at the time, you know, I thought his public image was done about 20 years ago. And just teaching in government classes at the high school level and pointing out exactly it's a racketeering scheme, or at least that is what it appears, is that he'll cause the bugs and the difficulties, and then he'll sell you the solution for it. So it really is like a gangster protection racket saying, gee, nice computer you have there. Be a shame if it got attacked. I might be able to help you out, though.
Yeah. Well, look at all that GMO mosquitoes that are being thrown out into Florida. The dengue fever's coming back. Malaria's coming back here in Florida. I mean, these are serious things. How is nobody even looking into this? I mean, like, the medical community's baffled. The news media has no anything good to say about this, or doesn't even really want to talk about this at all. You know what I mean? It's been the independent media and the people, the citizens, and our own voice that has been the only, I guess, thing that's been advocating for the people and trying to defend us against this. And I think that really it needs to get bigger. It needs to get louder. And I don't think we'll ever do that because we don't have a social media platform of our own, one that's not compromised. And these guys can shadow ban and censor anything, any topic, any way, shape, or form they want. So ultimately, I think we're really going to have to get outside of the system that's being offered by these psychopath terrorists.
But there is help regarding the outbreak of diseases in Florida, Chris. Big Pharma, they're all over it. They'll have a vaccine out soon for all those difficulties.
Yeah, you can get a mortgage for it. Instead of owning property, you can just basically buy your own survival. Or get a loan to survive.
All right, gentlemen. Anything for final thoughts, Joe?
Yes, we're on the edge of World War III because when the Berlin Wall fell, we promised Russia that we were not going to expand NATO 1 inch beyond its current boundaries. And since then, we've had the overthrow of over a dozen Eastern European countries, starting the Rose Revolution in November of 2003 in Georgia, Orange in Ukraine in 2004, Tulip in Kyrgyzstan in February 2005, the Jeans in Belarus, March 2006, the Grape in Moldova in April of 2009, the Melon in Kyrgyzstan in April of 2010, the Snow Revolution in Russia in December 2011, the Maidan in Ukraine in 2014, Uzbekistan in January of 2022, the Slipper in Belarus in 2020, Kyrgyzstan again in January of 2022. So you tell me, the United States has overthrown at least 200 governments in the last 150 years worldwide. If you think we are exceptional, like Rush Limbaugh says, then you need to go to YouTube and pull up a channel called Tales of the American Empire. Over 120 videos, each one a bite-sized 12 to 15 minutes long, highly well documented with archival footage and photos, and explains exactly what nasty people we've been on this planet for the last 150 years, hiding under the cloak of democracy. And it's time that we live up to what our principles are of our country, and we get rid of these banking thieves that have hijacked our country and the world's future.
Strong, brother. Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, these guys are literally taking their ball and going to third world countries now, like China or India or many of these places that they've tried to colonialize for hundreds of years, because the American people are, in fact, demanding more from their government, more from their lifestyles, their cost of living, things like this. So I think that really it's kind of a way that they use this system of like first world, second world, third world, and you know, carrots and sticks, economically speaking. And I think, you know, once we have some sort of basis in reality, economically speaking, and we're away from the central banks and the voodoo economics, the Keynesian system, I think these guys are gonna have a lot harder time doing all this bullshit and toppling countries every time, you know, a different administration comes into power in the United States. And that's another thing too. These resource-laden countries, basically, depending if it's a Democrat or Republican, they pretty much have a despot in the Rolodex for each of these countries. You know, so like Democrats come in, they take the guy out in Yemen or something like that. I mean, just a perfect example. And then when it comes to Republican, then they put the other despot they have in waiting in you know, New York or living in New Jersey. They bring him back in, you know, like they do in Libya or there too. And you know, around the world, they seem to do this everywhere. And to add to what Joe's list, you didn't even really get into the Arab Spring or nothing in the Middle East or Africa. And certainly even in the United States, we're seeing the CIA and these NGOs meddling in our own elections. So this is around the world. This is how these guys are staying in power. It's not like they're voted in there. These guys are you know, using the illusion of democracy, but they are certainly tyrants at best.
Thank you. So for my final thoughts, humans have been tortured, poisoned, and mind controlled. And that one of the aspects that we were talking about is paying over and over and over again for energy is that my friend and colleague Fred Burks of wanttoknow.info, and I'll put that link in the show note, he has said that he has witnessed personally two free energy devices. Fred was a former interpreter for the State Department. He interpreted for Cheney and for President Bush. And for him, he says that these energy devices, these free energy devices, are real. I've seen enough videos and the concept. And the story is that if anybody pulls off a breakthrough with free energy, then and they apply for a patent, then that patent is grabbed by the government for national security purposes. The inventor is paid off. And if they don't want to accept the money, then they're offed in other ways. The U.S. is not limited government under a constitution defending inalienable rights. That is the virtue signaling talking points. But really, the most descriptive label that I can give to the type of government the U.S. is and has been is a lying, looting, Orwellian, illegal, rogue state empire. And an 11-part series I wrote 8 years ago now is with the documentation of Hawaii just being one chapter in the rogue state empire to capture all resources, natural and human. So by all appearances, with what we can see, it looks bad. It is World War III. It is AMREV 2.0. Our opponents are trying to roll for total control. Having the 1% own more assets than the 99% isn't enough for them. They need to cull the herd, and we need a breakthrough. Now, when I talk about a breakthrough, I'm using it kind of as a technical language. Breakthroughs are unpredictable and unimaginable. And really, it comes exactly as in kind of the place where we patriots, our audience, and us are at, is that we're frustrated. We have all of the data. We can demonstrate that we have a capacity to move forward, but we don't have the power to do it. We need something else. So all I can do is offer to stay in there, because surrender to these psychopaths, of course, that isn't an option. And the good news is that everything that we're witnessing has exposed our opponents as never before. And with what we were talking about with the vulnerability of the actor playing Biden, is that I think that we can see an escalation of false flag events or attempts from our opponents, but the track record of recent history of how that has hurt them. And with Trump laying down the line, saying that any further COVID announcement and mandates and lockdowns, we will not comply. So we're kind of set up for a final battle here, and we'll see how it goes. Anything else, guys?
Well, we're in end time, so let's end with a Bible verse. For they have sown the wind, they shall reap the whirlwind. Hosea chapter 8, verse 7.
Can't end it any sweeter than that. All right, Patriot commentators, Patriots in the audience, thank you very much. We'll be back on Wednesday with more of the news that you need to know.